Dry eyes still feel gritty, rough, or tired? With MIEBO, eyes can feel
MIEBO.
MIEBO, perfluorohexyloctane ophthalmic solution, is the only prescription dry eye drop that directly targets the number one cause of dry eye, too much tear evaporation. MIEBO mimics the way the protective outer layer of a healthy tear film fights evaporation, allowing you to keep more of your own tears. It can help the surface of the eye heal when used consistently as directed, so eyes can find relief that's
MIEBO.
Don't use if allergic to MIEBO. Remove contacts before using and wait at least 30 minutes before putting them back in. Eye redness and blurred vision may occur. For more info, talk to your eye doctor. Call 1-844-MIEBO-YEAH or visit MIEBO.com to find an eye doctor near you. What does treating dry eye differently feel like?
MIEBO.
Wellness looks different at every stage. The right support makes all the difference. Elevate daily wellness with Vital Proteins Advanced Collagen Plus Colostrum and Prebiotic Fiber. This 3-in-1 blend supports radiant skin, gut health, and immune system wellness, designed to mix into room temperature or cold liquids. So you turn every day into a little time for women's wellness. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit vitalproteins.com to get started. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. In combination with resistant...
When energy dips, your reviving routine deserves more than a quick fix. Reach for Vital Proteins Collagen and Protein Shake and Chocolate. With 30 grams of protein and 10 grams of collagen peptides, it helps support healthy hair, skin, nails, and joints in a smooth, ready-to-drink shake. So your afternoon reset actually sets you up for success. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit vitalproteins.com and get started.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they lived on a farm, and as she was driving to work one morning, she saw a man next to her pig. So she threw her car in park, grabbed her rifle, and the man just disappeared.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sure is, and if you have a real ghost story, why not share it with us? Because we love them. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Then you could be a premium subscriber. With that, you get no commercials, advance episodes, access to the archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts. You could sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, how's everything today?
Okay, well, I have a new thing going on in my house. And I wanted to bring it up and see if you guys had any thoughts about it. I have the weird house. Or weird whatever around me. But lately, in the last few days, I've had this thing going on where I feel like somebody's behind me. And it's not horribly frightening to the point where it's like I'm just doing something like washing dishes or whatever. And you know how somebody wants to put something in the sink and you lean over to let them in?
Mm-hmm. Kind of like that.
I caught myself doing this. Oh. Where I've leaned over or moved for someone to get by me. And then I stopped and my heart just kind of stopped. And I'm like, what the hell?
Wait, I live by myself.
You know? Yeah. And I'm like, what? You know? Now, I would say it's happened 3 times to me.
Ooh.
One was at the sink where I kind of leaned over like to let him in. And then one time, you know, I was standing in the kitchen and, you know, kind of moved to let somebody walk by me. And then I had it happen going down the hall and I'm like, what is going on? And then last night, I was in the bathroom getting ready for bed, doing my, you know, face stuff and teeth washing and things. And I caught something move behind me in the mirror.
Mm.
And it just happened really quick, but enough that I was like, okay, definitely there's something behind me. You know, of course, I turn around, there's nothing there. But I have this weird thing around my house where it feels like something's right behind me, to the point I'm moving out of the way for them.
Yeah, have you been like,
What's weird is I'm not that afraid.
Oh.
It's strange. It just gives me a weird feeling like, did I just move for somebody? You know?
And there, you're not at a point in your life where you need the reassurance. Like, you know, sometimes I feel like they kind of show up because, like today, I found a penny. And I was getting my car worked on, which is not surprising that I would find a penny because I'm getting my car worked on today. And that would be Dad being like, way to go. Mm-hmm. Keeping that car running.
Take care of your car.
Doing what you're supposed to do. That would be him, you know?
It's not the way Dad would talk.
That's what I did too.
Our dad had a Chicago accent. He did not sound like that at all.
He really had. He was raised in Connecticut and lived a long time in Chicago. So it really was a Eastern sort of thing.
And I just made it sound very Midwestern old man. But that would be him being like, good for you. You know, you're supposed to do all those things. Got that new battery taken care of. Yay. Got the new tires.
Yeah.
And yeah, I could see him being happy about that. So sometimes I wonder, you know, when you're having that feeling, is there something going on in your life where you need kind of some reassurance, or are you worrying about something?
Well, it just totally feels like somebody's there. You know, like you would just move out of the way for somebody.
Hmm.
Step aside so they can get past you or around you or, you know, do something. I really felt like somebody was just right behind me wanting to get around me, or like they're in my space. They're right, you know,
I think it's,
right around me.
I think it's weird that you haven't had that experience before and it suddenly started.
Yeah.
That's what's interesting to me. It's like, what
and
showed up?
You know, I am totally oblivious, guys. I'm just doing dishes or walking along or whatever, brushing my teeth. You know, I am not thinking anything scary at all. And then I just feel something like, what? And it's really
interesting.
To the point I caught myself moving, physically moving out of the way. You know, like you would step aside.
I don't know. I think the weirdest part of all of this is the fact that it hasn't happened before. And why is it happening now?
Yeah. I don't know. Is anybody else having this where, you know, they feel like that? And I'm not, like I said, I'm not particularly, it didn't particularly scare me. I just was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Did I just move for somebody?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what that is. But if it's not scaring you.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's good.
The one in the mirror last night a little bit did.
Well, yeah.
It was dark. There was something dark behind me in the mirror.
But don't you think you need to be like, no, you're not doing this.
Okay, I can do that. Maybe that'll fix everything, Carol. No.
No, I'm not doing this. Thank you.
Get in your own space thing.
You're in my space. Thank
Whatever you.
You
are.
But be kind, you know, like, thank you. Appreciate if you have your own space. Thank you.
Yeah, maybe they're just tired of moving out for me. I'm walking over them all the time. I don't know.
They're reclaiming their space. Share your thoughts on what Kathy should be doing about that.
Yeah, let me know if anybody else is having similar kinds of things.
Or have had.
Yeah.
Here is our first story. It says, hey there, I'm semi-clairvoyant. All the women in my family have some degree of sixth sense. But with stronger abilities, skipping a generation. I have heard that before. I think that's interesting. I've seen a lot of weird and unexplainable stuff in the past, but I've never had such a strong fight or flight response as I did in this story. Let me first give you a little bit of past history for context. About 4 years ago, my fiance and I bought a very cheap 20-acre property about 45 minutes from town, Carson City, Nevada, and a few miles straight down the mountainside from Virginia City. We planned to make it a small off-grid, self-sustainable farm. We got the property very cheap for the size because the previous owner, an old man named Jim, died in the house. In fact, the real estate company didn't even have it listed as having a house on the property, and our realtor had a tough time finding the listing. We found out about the property from a couple of farmers we had made friends with at a farmer's market and who live next door to the property. My fiancé and I are big horror fans. In parentheses, my uncle was the late, great Al Feldstein, who created the Crypt Keeper and wrote for Mad Magazine and many horror comics over the years.
Wow.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's cool.
So neither of us is easily scared. We weren't bothered that Jim had died in the house. We just assumed it was from old age. Anyway, we closed on the property and moved out there with an RV to stay in while we got the house in better livable order. And we were planning on building a new house anyway. The existing house was off-grid, meaning it was not hooked up to any city utilities and was on a solar system. At some point, while the house had been empty, tweakers had come along and ripped out most of the solar system and wiring. My fiancé promptly set up some small RV solar panels so we would have some power. Shortly after moving there, I told my fiancé that I didn't particularly appreciate going in the house because it didn't feel right in there. I wasn't sure if Jim was still haunting the place or if it was because the solar system was screwy and making it feel weird. He laughed at me, but sweetly downloaded a ghost hunting app on my phone to investigate. Who knows how accurate the app is? He came back a few minutes later and told me I was silly and that it was just the solar system. So that put my mind at ease, and within a few months, we managed to get more solar panels and got the power system running right. The weird feeling disappeared, and now we live in the house and everything is gravy. But every so often, we will start joking about the incident. About 6 months ago, we were joking about it, and my fiancé laughed even harder and said, "It's even funnier because I'm the one who took down the police caution tape." Of course, I asked, "What do you mean?" And then he told me the real story of what had happened to Jim as told by the neighbors who had found him dead. Jim had been sick and old, that's true. Jim had checked himself into a retirement home. He and his family had not been on good terms, so when he ran out of money, none of his family was willing to pay for him to continue staying at the retirement home, so he got kicked out. Now, this makes me so sad because Medicaid could have been available for him. Maybe he didn't even know about that.
Yeah.
Because I just,
you know, and the retirement home should be on that. Well, it should be helping people
out. And if that retirement home doesn't take Medicaid, and many of them don't, could they have helped him find another location? Or a social worker stepped in?
Have some compassion, people.
I don't like that at all. And I just went through that with our mom and fighting Medicaid and going round and round.
Oh, my God, what a nightmare that was.
It does take somebody fighting for you. But, you know, you'd think the retirement home would have set him up with a social worker who could have found him some resources. So excuse me, but that pisses me off.
Yeah.
And it says, this is really, really sad. I'm just a little warning here. He came home to the property and killed himself in the living room because he couldn't take care of himself anymore.
That's so sad.
I'm telling you, I could go off on a tangent right now about that. Okay. Then when we came to look at the property, my fiance had gotten there before I got there with the realtor and had taken down the police tape so we wouldn't freak out. Fast forward to about 3 days ago, it was 7 a.m. and I was leaving for work. As I started down the driveway, I glanced out the side window at the pig pen to make sure that our pig had not escaped the pen. She is a monster-sized 300-pound heritage breed pig, so she is much closer to a wild pig than a cute little pink pig or pot-bellied pig that everyone knows, so it doesn't take much for her to tear her pen apart and get loose. The pig was still in her pen, but to my shock and horror, an old man was crouching next to the pig and had his back turned to me. He had one arm up, palm resting on the pig's side, and his face next to her head as if he were talking to or comforting her. I could see him plain and clear, not fuzzy at all. He had a navy blue veteran ball cap on, with a tuft of scraggly white hair sticking out the back, a faded blue Hawaiian shirt with white and yellow hibiscus flowers and jeans and navy blue striped sandals. It was so clear. Well,
that is really a detailed description.
That is, like, she looked at that person.
Mm-hmm.
My heart skipped several beats as I went into fight mode. I grabbed the hunting rifle from the back seat, thinking it was some sort of tweaker effing with my pig. I threw the car in park and went to jump out to chase the man off, but he had vanished. I ran all around the pen and checked everywhere nearby where someone could hide, but there was absolutely no one there. I was so freaked out that my heart was racing and I couldn't stop crying during the whole almost hour drive to work. I'm not sure why this scared me so much. Maybe it was because I was sure my home wasn't haunted, or because it was so clear and not at all foggy or disembodied. I don't know. I just had to share with someone, and my fiance doesn't believe me. Thanks so much. Hope to hear this story. And then it's just signed Desert Pirate. So I think the one thing I find comforting about that is it seemed like the guy was comforting the pig. Like, mm-hmm. It seemed like he was there, no ill will, kind of appreciative that there was pig on the property, maybe, and more of in a nurturing, taking care of the pig way.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It didn't seem like what he was doing was trying to, be harmful to anything. And, it was such a detailed description. That's one thing that I think is always one of my barometers in a story is, when those stories hit, it just really, when something like that happens to you, it makes such an impression on you. It oddly kind of makes you take it all in really mm-hmm. like intensely. And I always think that's one of the things because, I can remember this exactly, like what somebody was wearing or what they were doing or what, and it just kind of puts an imprint on you. And that's what I see in the story is this huge description of this person. And so intense, but then just gone.
And it would be interesting to know if down the road they do have issues, but they live there for quite a while. And I mean, she got the
creepy
feeling.
That's what I was
going
to say is, my gut feeling in this is there's going to be more.
But don't you have to wonder if Jim, I feel so bad for Jim, but he obviously, that was his place and he had lived there uh-huh. for a long time and then it had been empty. And the fact that somebody came along and was taking care of the property, mm-hmm. I would think he'd appreciate that.
I think so too.
So maybe he's kind of trying to
help. I don't think he means
out.
Any harm, but I wouldn't be surprised if they don't see him again.
Yeah. And especially with the pig,
now and then.
Since the pig was the type of pig who could easily escape the pen, what she saw almost makes me feel like he's helping keep the pig safe by keeping the pig in the pen.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I think
But I don't think it's over.
I don't either, but I don't think it's any kind of bad thing.
I agree. I think it's Jim. I think he's trying to help you guys take care of things.
Doing what he does.
But, when you cry all the way to work, you're pretty shook up.
But I'm just going to say one more time about Medicaid. If someone has an aging parent who has no funds or they have spent all their money, Medicaid is available and can help you in a situation like this.
Or if you just know an aging person that seems to need help. There are social workers out there.
Yes.
You may not be able to jump into their business, but there are people.
But maybe
that can
you can help line up someone to fight for them because it does take
exactly.
someone fighting for you because it took a long time mm-hmm. to get mm-hmm. mom's Medicaid benefits all figured out. But
oh my God, so long.
Ugh, makes me so mad. Okay, so here is our next caller.
Hi, my name's Peggy, and I'm from Concord, North Carolina. I lived in a house in Bristol, Tennessee with my husband and two children. It was an older home. And we had heard some voices, the lights had turned on and off at times. But I never was afraid. We just felt like it was just something that happened in that house, and maybe somebody had died, and they were curious about what was going on with their kids, or, you know, it was just a very peaceful little house, and we knew that somebody else was there, but we really were not concerned. But one night, I had gone to the grocery store late, and when I got home, my kids and my husband were watching television, so I carried the groceries in, put them in the kitchen, and to get to my son's bedroom, you had to go past the kitchen. It was in the back of the house, and like I said, it was an older home, and you had to go past the kitchen, and my son was 3.5 years older than my daughter, and they were small at the time, and my son was in kindergarten or first grade, I can't remember, and so to keep his sister out of his bedroom, we put a slide lock on the inside of his door, and if he was in his bedroom playing or doing homework or whatever, he could use that slide lock to keep his sister out. And also, to get to the basement, you had to go through his bedroom. The basement door was in his bedroom, so we were afraid that our daughter would get in his bedroom and maybe open the basement door and fall down. So we had a slide lock on the inside of the door and a slide lock on the outside of the door because we had old doorknobs, old glass doorknobs that didn't shut well. So, to make a long story short, I was putting groceries away. And all of a sudden, someone ran down the hallway, very, very heavy footsteps, but they were running. And it shook the house. It shook the kitchen. And actually caused a few of the cans to fall off the counter before I could, you know, get them away. They ran down the hallway into my son's bedroom, slammed the bedroom door, and locked the bedroom from the inside with one of those, with the slide lock. And I said, "For goodness sakes, Jonathan," my son's name, Jonathan. I said, "For goodness sakes, Jonathan, what are you doing?" And my husband said, "Hey, Jonathan is in the living room with me." To make a long story short, my husband actually had to break the door facing to get into the bedroom. He had to break that. He had to kick the door in and break the slide lock, which broke the door frame, to get into Jonathan's bedroom. And to this day, we have no explanation who it was, what had happened, that someone ran down our hallway and went into my son's bedroom and locked the door from the inside. So that's my story. I hope I didn't ramble on. So thanks so much. Have a good day.
So I'm going to guess, because she doesn't say that when they broke the door down, I'm assuming no one was in there. Or did they find like some sort of robber who had just robbed the bank and he's in there? And
well, I don't think that happened. Though I did think, could somebody have run down the hall, ran the room and locked the door and then went out a window? But
I think there would be evidence of that.
Yeah, that seems.
And then what's like, the purpose?
Why would anyone do that?
Yeah. And to have to break the door down because you can't get into the room. Like, that's
crazy.
This
might be one of those instances where it pays off to be kind to your, you know, paranormal
visitor
guests that live in your house. And maybe, you know, you could try first before you break the door saying, you know, I'm really sorry if you're upset about anything that's going on in the house, but if you could please unslide the lock so that Jonathan can go to bed tonight. He has school in the morning. You know, maybe explain it all. What do you think? Give that. And then when that doesn't work, kick the door in.
And maybe it was a kid and you have to do it like a mom. Now, that is not acceptable behavior. You go in there
I like yours
and
better.
Unlock the door.
Yeah, let them know that they have to, you know, we got rules, people.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Not okay. That's Jonathan's room.
And, you know, we all follow the rules. You do too. You know. And like I kind of got it when she said that it was they ran down the hall so heavy footed that it shook things in the kitchen, like maybe a can fell over or something. Like that's some really heavy duty.
Okay, so here's a question. Say that happened with your kids when they were little. Would you have made Chris go sleep in his room that night?
No, I don't think I would have.
Like, I don't know that I'd be comfortable with him sleeping there for a long time. Or
they would have had to been a little shook up at watching Dad break down a door.
Because
that would scare me as a kid.
Jonathan was there with his dad, so he heard Mom like, what are you doing? Because if Dad heard him, he knew the little boy had to hear him.
I'm guessing the entire family was pretty shook up that night.
Maybe they all kind of slept together. Maybe they had some kind of slumber party thing.
Yeah.
For a few nights. Because that would really freak me out. To watch my dad busting the door down to my bedroom and then they go, okay, kids, time for bed. Yes, you're sleeping in your own bed, Jonathan.
Weird.
I don't know.
There's just no explanation for that. Mm-mm. And I'm assuming that hasn't happened again. Or maybe if it has, call us back and let us know if you've continued to have these sorts of, you know, problems like that. Because it seemed to me like in the first part of the story, she was saying, well, we hear voices or, you know, some kind of standard things happening and nothing that, they didn't seem very scared by it.
Right. But to me, that felt scary. And the fact
that was different.
That you're locking the door and keeping us out of our son's room. And that would kind of traumatize our son.
It's
not cool.
If my son had been in there, I'd have been traumatized.
Oh, holy shit.
But then you would say, well, it's just Jonathan doing it, right?
Yeah, but if, you know, I'm just thinking like as a kid, if that would have happened at some point, like everybody in the house is like, oh, that's Kathy's room.
Yeah, and the door slams, you're in the room,
Kathy.
And then the slider shuts or whatever, locks. No, and I would like to know if anything else kind of along that line has happened in that house, because it seemed like up till that point, things were just kind of, okay, well, we're, you know, cohabitating with some spirits, you know, was the feeling up to that point.
Yeah.
But then this one seemed to kind of cross a line.
Creepy. So if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to have an ad-free version of the show and advanced episodes and access to like 5,000 plus episodes in the archive, become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Or you can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Wellness looks different at every stage. The right support makes all the difference. Shake up your routine with Vital Proteins Collagen Peptides. The 20 grams of collagen sourced from grass-fed, pasture-raised bovine. It helps support healthy hair, skin, nails, bones, and joints. Made with no artificial sweeteners, it's a clean way to fuel your body. So your wellness stays effortless wherever the day takes you. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit VitalProteins.com to get started.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Wellness looks different at every stage. The right support makes all the difference. Shake up your routine with Vital Proteins Collagen Peptides. The 20 grams of collagen sourced from grass-fed, pasture-raised bovine. It helps support healthy hair, skin, nails, bones, and joints. Made with no artificial sweeteners, a clean way to fuel your body. So your wellness stays effortless wherever the day takes you. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit VitalProteins.com to get started.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Wellness looks different at every stage. The right support makes all the difference. Shake up your routine with Vital Proteins Collagen Peptides. The 20 grams of collagen sourced from grass-fed, pasture-raised bovine. It helps support healthy hair, skin, nails, bones, and joints. Made with no artificial sweeteners, it's a clean way to fuel your body. So your wellness stays effortless wherever the day takes you. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit VitalProteins.com to get started.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Wellness looks different at every stage. The right support makes all the difference. Shake up your routine with Vital Proteins Collagen Peptides. The 20 grams of collagen sourced from grass-fed, pasture-raised bovine. It helps support healthy hair, skin, nails, bones, and joints. Made with no artificial sweeteners, it's a clean way to fuel your body. So your wellness stays effortless wherever the day takes you. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit VitalProteins.com to get started.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Wellness looks different at every stage. The right support makes all the difference. Shake up your routine with Vital Proteins Collagen Peptides. The 20 grams of collagen sourced from grass-fed, pasture-raised bovine. It helps support healthy hair, skin, nails, bones, and joints. Made with no artificial sweeteners, it's a clean way to fuel your body. So your wellness stays effortless wherever the day takes you. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit VitalProteins.com to get started.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
When energy dips, your reviving routine deserves more than a quick fix. Reach for Vital Proteins, Collagen, and Protein Shake and Chocolate. With 30 grams of protein and 10 grams of collagen peptides, it helps support healthy hair, skin, nails, and joints in a smooth, ready-to-drink shake. So your afternoon reset actually sets you up for success. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit VitalProteins.com and get started.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Wellness looks different at every stage. The right support makes all the difference. Power Performance with Vital Proteins, Advanced Collagen Peptides, plus Creatine. Designed to help build and maintain muscle mass in combination with resistance exercise. It also supports healthy hair, skin, and nails. Strengthen beauty in one scoop. So your inner harmony works with your outer wellness. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit VitalProteins.com to get started. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. In combination with resistance exercise.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Wellness looks different at every stage. The right support makes all the difference. Shake up your routine with Vital Proteins Collagen Peptides. With 20 grams of collagen sourced from grass-fed, pasture-raised bovine, it helps support healthy hair, skin, nails, bones, and joints. Made with no artificial sweeteners, it's a clean way to fuel your body. So your wellness stays effortless wherever the day takes you. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit VitalProteins.com to get started.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Dry eyes still feel gritty, rough, or tired? With Mibo, eyes can feel.
Mibo.
Mibo, perfluorohexyloctane ophthalmic solution, is the only prescription dry eye drop that directly targets the number one cause of dry eye, too much tear evaporation. Mibo mimics the way the protective outer layer of a healthy tear film fights evaporation, allowing you to keep more of your own tears. It can help the surface of the eye heal when used consistently as directed, so eyes can find relief that's
Mibo.
Don't use if allergic to Mibo. Remove contacts before using and wait at least 30 minutes before putting them back in. Eye redness and blurred vision may occur. For more info, talk to your eye doctor. Call 1-844-MIBO-YEAH or visit Mibo.com to find an eye doctor near you. What does treating dry eye differently feel like?
Mibo.
I like things my way, my coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the VivGuard Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VivGuardMyWay.com. That's VYVGART MyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about VivGuard Hytrulo. Brought to you by Argenix.
Oh, hear that? That's the Spam brand singing you a love song. Spam, sizzle, pork, and